T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On the line is a man who has covered the Phillies for many years, brilliantly, Al, at MLB.com. Yeah. He's seen it all. At least now he has after last night. Todd Zalecki's on. Hi, Todd.
Hi, Angela. How are you?
Todd, how many years you covered the Phillies?
Every year since 2003. So I think it's like 16, 17
16 years.
Yep.
Last night, one of the true low points, maybe the lowest?
It's right up there. I was trying to think last night of worst games that I've seen, and the one I always come back to is a game is at the end of the Ryan Sandberg era. They lost 19-3 in Baltimore. That was when Jeff Francoeur pitched 2 innings. The bullpen phone was literally off the hook, so pitching
right.
Coach Bob McClure was quite literally waving the white towel.
Yeah. But
considering the circumstances and the talent on this team and everything that happened and the stakes of the series, it's hard to argue against it.
All right, let's go back to Friday night first, because you got Andy McPhail, the team president, irritated. Right, Todd? And,
yeah.
And could you tell us what your question was that set him off and he didn't want to dignify it with an answer?
Well, the first part of that question was I asked him about, is he concerned that the coaching staff seems to be changing their philosophies, their hitting philosophies and their pitching philosophies, you know, after a season and a half? And he said, you know, this stuff happens all the time, which I would kind of disagree with.
Right.
But then I followed up with, you know, do you think you have the right manager and coaching staff in place? And that's when he gave the.
All right, let me play what he said, because yeah. You are maybe the most respectful media person I've ever encountered, Todd, but he was still offended. Here's what he said.
Honestly, I hate to even dignify that question with an answer. We're in the postseason today, if the season was over.
What were you thinking after he said that, Todd?
I was a little surprised, because here's the thing, Angelo. I think that was, and I still believe, and I think most everybody still believes, that was a very, very fair question to ask about the manager and the coaching staff. And that is because the pitching staff, and we talked about this a little bit last week, the pitching staff has underperformed. And I know the bullpen has had a lot of injuries, but they believed that this rotation was a top-tier rotation. And after they fired Rick Kranitz and replaced him with Chris Young, the rotation now ranks as arguably the worst in the National League. The offense, they brought in 4 players from the outside, still ranks towards the bottom in most categories in the National League with their hitting philosophy. So and over the last 162 games, this team is 75-87, despite all the infusion of talent from outside the organization and the continued development of its current players. So I don't think that was an unfair question at all. And quite frankly, I guess what that answer says is that they believe that, you know, everything that they've done is been correct, and there's just been extenuating circumstances to why they haven't been playing well.
It's amazing. I'm sure that's what they're trying to pitch to John Middleton. Let's move to last night, Todd. First of all, once again, a chronic problem now. By all accounts, a chronic problem on the team managed by Gabe Kapler. Michael Franco doesn't run hard to first in a very important moment in the game. Just doesn't run. There's a botch. The guy backs up on a ball, throws it offline. Would have been safe. He doesn't run, and he's easily out. Afterwards, Gabe Kapler said he still needs to talk more to Franco. He's not sure if there's an injury. Doesn't he need to talk to him during the game?
Right. That's what I thought, and that's why I asked the question. I wanted to know.
Oh, you again. You're asking all the troubled questions now, Todd. Yeah.
Becoming a bit of a troublemaker.
A lot of people were asking a lot of troubled questions last night.
Yeah.
But that was the one that I was curious about, and I just thought it was it doesn't make sense, you know, because again, the stakes of that game, how the team is playing, bases loaded, two outs, Clayton Kershaw's on the mound. You ground out, you don't run at all. I guess I don't understand why Gabe wouldn't go over and go, hey, what happened on that play? Why weren't you running? You know, he goes out on the field then the next inning because it looks like Michael has an injury. And he doesn't say, hey, was this bothering you on the last play? At no point, apparently, was that question asked. And then, you know, then it just looks bad. It just looks bad. It was kind of like the game ended and then the questions, you know, the answers to the questions didn't get any better in terms of explaining what happened.
He's just as clueless as it appears when you're watching the game. In your, all the years, 16 years of covering baseball here in Philadelphia, Todd, has there ever been a situation where the entire team on the field did not know there were three outs?
That was the first. That was the first. That was the first where the entire team basically stayed on the field. I've never seen that before. And again, the visual of that moment after the, everything that unfolded, the bunts, the double steal, you know, giving up six runs, you know, the Dodgers did hit some balls hard that inning as well. And then to strike him out, have Verdugo walk back to the dugout and the Phillies just kind of sit there for a few moments. It just kind of added to this, to everything that's been going on lately.
So this is the basic question. You've covered 16 years of this team. Are you now questioning the competency of Gabe Kapler as a manager in the big leagues?
Well, it's certainly he's not acquitting himself very well right now. There's no doubt about it. And that's why I asked that question Friday to Andy McPhail, and that's why I've asked Gabe. The question was asked to Matt Klentak a couple weeks ago. I've asked Gabe, you know, and others have asked Gabe about the coaching staff several times over the past few weeks. This is a team that spent a lot of money to go to the postseason. And right now this team is on pace to win, I think, 83 or 84 games. I don't think that when John Middleton spent all this money, he was like, hey, I'm spending all this money to win 83, 84 games and maybe win the second wild card. I think they spent all this money to win the National League East and have a chance to win a World Series. And I think that's why there's so many people that are just upset and kind of disillusioned with what's going on right now.
Let me interpret what you just said, Todd. In other words, even though Andy McPhail said, if we don't make the playoffs, we don't make them. If we don't, we don't. That you don't think that represents what John Middleton is thinking right now.
I can't imagine. I mean, I would love to, you know, have the opportunity to talk to John and kind of see what's on his mind. But yeah, I can't imagine that John spent all this money and went into the season with all this excitement and is going to be happy with 83 or 84 games and say, hey, you know, if they do miss the playoffs, say, well, you know what? I guess we're not going to be the fastest to rebuild, but everything's all fine and hunky dory.
Is there any sense, Todd, based on your ability to report on a daily basis on the Phillies, that we know the city is upset? Is there any sense internally within the organization that people's jobs are at stake here?
No. And that's kind of that it's surprising. Unless there's just a total about face, like unless the Dodgers sweep the Phillies and finally John comes down and goes, you have to do something, or maybe Andy suddenly has a change of heart. It sounds like, based on Andy's answer on Friday and the way that, you know, Matt and Gabe have defended, you know, Matt's defended Gabe and the coaching staff, and Gabe has defended the coaching staff, that they are not inclined to make any changes. Again, you hear them talk a lot about practices and processes. It's kind of like a buzz for a catchphrase. They believe that their practices and processes are sound, and I think I tend to think that they believe that the reason why they are losing is because they've had some bad luck, they've had some injuries, and hey, this is just baseball. Wow. And you know, teams go through rough stretches. Now, I think most people would argue that this isn't like that. You know, this is still a super talented team, a really talented offense that is underperformed. You can't pin it all on Andrew McCutchen. Right. This is a rotation that you believed was going to be very good, and again, ranks as one of the worst in the National League. It's not just bad luck and, you know, some things not going your way.
Todd, I got to tell you, I used to be in that journalism game a long time ago. You're one hell of a journalist. You're terrific at your job. You should be proud of the way you're covering this team. Thank you, Todd. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Angelo. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.